This is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. 2 years after the pandemic shut down the live music and theater industry, one of Northeast Ohio's longtime chamber ensembles is returning to the stage. This weekend, Les Delices will perform its most ambitious opera to date. On this week's Shuffle, a look at the performance and why the group is cautiously optimistic about the future. Les Delices' performance of The White Cat is more than just a reunion for the ensemble that performs French Baroque music. It's a mark of its resilience. The group, led by multi-instrumentalist Deborah Nagy, received a $15,000 Knight Arts Challenge grant to bring the 17th-century feminist retelling of Puss in Boots to life. Its April 2020 opening was scrapped when the coronavirus arrived.
You know, we kind of desperately wanted to bring this project to completion, not only because we'd done a majority of the work and wanted to share it with the world, but, you know, this is and was a very ambitious project for us, and it received some special support.
Gentle prince, I rejoice, your heart is full of caring. Most princes, though, refuse or share.
Les Delices, founded in 2009, works to introduce audiences to long-forgotten music, a specialty of Nagy and stage director and performer Jason McStutes.
Oh, you're doing a French Baroque opera, and they think that this is something that 50-something or 60-something people have, you know, a dress-up night, and they go out to dinner, and they put on their fancy clothes, and they go to the opera. And this production is really not that.
Here to my narration, I am the youngest son of three.
The White Cat tells the story of a prince, played by McStutes, who's set off along with his brothers to perform a series of challenges for the king. The prince discovers a hidden castle led by a queen who's a beautiful talking white cat. She gives the prince a small package to take back to the king, and the rest is a surprise. The performance combines music, dance, projections, and puppets. Larger-than-life puppets, created by Cleveland designer Ian Petroni. The White Cat, for example, is the size of a bobcat.
There's kind of two avenues, I guess, the structure and the technical aspect of them, so that they physically move and behave in a certain way. And then there is the appearance and the, I think of it as the, like the skin.
You must find the most beautiful woman to marry who will reign over the kingdoms. You come back with your hand. As queen, you can bring it into yourself. Yeah.
Then there's the king that Petroni operates.
The king is a 10-foot puppet that a puppeteer wears on a backpack. And then the spine goes up from the back of the backpack. Wire and paper mache for the heads and the hands. And then for the king's curly hair, I'm actually going to use toilet paper rolls and cut those up to make the curls.
It's a detailed, intricate performance that's fitting for Les Delices' live stage return. Performer Jason McStute says he really hopes audiences start to support the arts again.
We really want to get people back and stop looking at screens and start looking at human bodies in motion, making the magic that is instrumental and vocal music on stage, and not this sort of constant engaging with our artists through a screen.
During the pandemic, Les Delices used federal arts relief funds to launch a virtual concert series that it has continued to offer this season. And while director Deborah Nagy says the last 2 years have been challenging, this new era is even more uncertain.
Now we're at a point where there's not that supplemental government funding. There's all the same ambition, if not more, and new expectations that the audience has about access as well as quality. So I think now is a particularly dangerous time, if I'm totally honest.
The White Cat performances are Friday at the Akron Public Library and Saturday and Sunday at the Breen Center in Cleveland. You can find links and more at wksu.org/shuffle. Shuffle is your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. Thursdays on WKSU, IdeaStream Public Media.